This is the lady you've been talking to and helping with getting her email, and I did get 4 messages
right
on Outlook Express.
Okay, so we know that's working fine. At this point, what I want to do is go ahead and temporarily, at the very least, I want to switch you off of Netscape, because the version of Netscape you're using is almost a decade old.
Yeah.
It's going to give you nothing but trouble until you get it updated.
I see. Well, what about the addresses that are on that? I forgot to check for addresses on Outlook Express. All my addresses are on Netscape Communicator.
Just a second. Let me see something. Okay. Go ahead and open up Outlook Express.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if it tries to connect, you'll need to tell it you want to work offline.
Okay.
Now, I have never... should theoretically work. I've never tried it with a version of Netscape this old.
Yeah.
So, but I will walk you through the procedure, and hopefully it'll work like it's supposed to. Let me know when you have Outlook Express open, okay?
It's open now. It says working online, but...
Okay, at some point it's going to pop up and ask you to connect. Just click on work offline if it does.
Okay, well, it's got some messages that says errors occurred while processing.
Yeah, it's because you're not connected. Don't worry about that for right now.
Okay.
Just click on hide.
Okay.
Now, click on file.
Where is that located?
Up left-hand corner.
File. Did you say file?
File.
Okay.
Then go down to where it says import.
Mm-hmm.
Click on import.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the right and click on other address book.
Ah, okay.
That'll pop up a window with a whole bunch of little options in it.
It does.
Go down until you see Netscape Communicator Address Book
V4. V4, okay.
That.
You want me to highlight that?
I want you to click on it one time.
Mm-hmm.
Go over, click on the import button.
Okay.
And at that point...
And it says the address book could not be automatically detected. Would you like to manually select the address book file? Yes or no?
Don't know.
Do we have a couple of weeks? And it seems to me I'm having far too much trouble. Why am I having too much trouble?
Trouble with what, ma'am?
Everything.
Well,
I hope that everything would work fine, you know.
Essentially, the Outlook Express performed exactly as it should.
It did, yes. Mm-hmm.
The problem you're having right here has nothing to do with the Internet at all. It has to do with compatibility between this program and another program.
I see.
At this point... how many addresses do you have that you need to put in the address book?
Oh, gosh, I haven't a clue. I would just be guessing. I did take time to print a whole bunch of them, because I just got my computer back today, and I reconnected with you people again.
Temporarily, what you're probably going to have to do... use Outlook Express without the address book, or just type in a few of the ones that you use most often.
Okay.
And then you can upgrade to the latest version of Netscape.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that,
yeah,
it will copy your current Netscape address book into the new version.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go back to using Netscape all you want, and that should theoretically take care of that.
It should, and I'm certainly much more familiar with the other. I've used the other for a number of years. So,
in the meantime, until that gets done, I need to switch. Go ahead and close Outlook Express for right now, because that's obviously not going to work as it should. Do you have Outlook Express closed?
I'm not clearing off all these messages yet. They're just...
Don't worry about the messages. Just click in the upper right-hand corner where the X is.
I did, and it's all I've got is the messages. They're sitting right here in front of me, and they won't go away.
But click on File, and then Exit.
Okay, it's all cleared off. I've got the desktop.
All right. Temporarily, I need to switch you over to Internet Explorer until you get Netscape upgraded. So I need you to click on Start.
Mm-hmm.
And Settings, and then Control Panel.
Control Settings, just a moment. Okay.
Are you in Control Panel?
Not yet. I'm waiting for it to come up. No, it's up, but...
Okay. Find Internet Options and double-click on it.
Internet Options. Are they in the there. Okay.
Okay, that'll bring up a new window. What's it say for the home page there?
I've got Internet Properties, General.
Right, under that, it'll list the home page. What's it say?
It says what says Yahoo.
Yahoo, okay. What website do you want to come up first when you start up your web browser?
Okay,
You want that to be Yahoo, or do you want...
I think so, yeah.
You do want it to be Yahoo?
I'm trying to remember what did come up, and I think it was Yahoo.
Okay, that's fine. Let's just leave that alone for right now, then.
Okay.
Click on the Connections tab up at the top.
Okay.
Go down towards the middle, and there'll be three options.
Mm-hmm.
One will say, never dial a connection. Does that have a dot in front of it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Just leave everything alone. Click on Cancel at the bottom.
Click on what? Cancel?
Yes. And then you can close the control panel.
Right.
You should have an icon on your desktop that's labeled Internet Explorer. It'll look like a big blue E.
See it? Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you're going to do is, instead of Netscape, you're going to use Internet Explorer
mm-hmm.
to go to websites, and you're going to use Outlook Express to retrieve your email.
Okay.
That's a temporary solution.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to, and if you want to write this down, www.netscape.com.
Okay.
Use Internet Explorer to go to that website,
mm-hmm.
and you can update your version of Netscape to the latest version, which I think is 7.2.
I think it is, something like that, yeah.
It might be out with 7.3 now, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but and it's 7 point something.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that tonight or later this week or whenever you feel like doing it. It probably will take you a while.
Okay.
It's a rather large file.
Okay. I think I'll postpone it till tomorrow.
Okay, but in the meantime, you can at least send and receive email, and you can get to websites using Outlook Express and Internet Explorer. Do not use Netscape until you update it, okay?
Okay, well, what about, can I get Yahoo?
Well, when you start up Internet Explorer, Yahoo will come up.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
So you should be all set to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.